Today's words of wisdom, the real blessing is the inner connection with a real master, will be presented in Indonesian and English with subtitles in Arabic, Aulakis of Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
Sebagai negara kepulauan yang terbesar di dunia, Indonesia bangga memiliki 17.508 pulau yang tersebar di antara benua Asia dan Australia. Sebagai negeri pulau rempah-rempah, Indonesia telah menjadi satu tujuan dagang yang penting sejak pelaut Cina pertama kali memperoleh untung dari perdagangan rempah-rempah pada zaman dulu kala. Nama Indonesia berasal dari Indos Nesos, yang berarti kepulauan di dekat India. Negeri ini adalah negara dengan jumlah penduduk terbanyak keempat di dunia. Negeri ini juga adalah negara demokrasi terbesar ketiga di dunia setelah India dan Amerika Serikat.
Wilayah Indonesia yang luas, iklim yang tropis, dan geografi yang memiliki banyak pulau menempatkannya sebagai negara dengan keanekaragaman hayati terbesar kedua setelah Brasil, di mana 45% wilayah negara ini ditutupi oleh hutan, dan flora serta faunanya adalah perpaduan antara spesies Asia dan Australia. Dikelilingi oleh ribuan pulau dengan panjang garis pantai lebih dari 80.000 km, lautan tropis Indonesia yang hangat juga memiliki keanekaragaman hayati yang kaya, yang sejalan dengan keberagaman ekosistemnya, antara lain pantai-pantai, bukit-bukit pasir, muara, hutan bakau, terumbu karang, taman rumput laut, dataran pesisir pantai yang berlumpur, pantai pasang surut, taman ganggang laut, dan ekosistem-ekosistem pulau kecil.
Dengan pulaunya yang banyak, tidaklah mengejutkan bila Indonesia memiliki sekitar 300 kelompok etnis, masing-masing dengan ragam budayanya sendiri-sendiri, yang saat ini mengalami perubahan setelah beratus-ratus tahun. Kebudayaan Indonesia yang modern adalah perpaduan dari keanekaragaman ini.
Penduduk Indonesia memiliki iman yang kuat pada keyakinan rohani mereka. Sebagai bangsa yang liberal, Undang-Undang Dasar Indonesia menjamin kemerdekaan beragama bagi semua warga negara. Karena iman dan kerinduan mereka yang dalam pada Tuhan, Maha Guru Qinghai menerima undangan dari para pencari kebenaran yang tulus untuk membagikan kebijaksanaan dan pengetahuan beliau tentang Tuhan dan alam spiritual.
Kami kini mengundang Anda untuk bergabung dengan kami untuk sesi yang mencerahkan mengenai berkah sejati adalah hubungan batin dengan seorang guru sejati yang disampaikan oleh Maha Guru Qinghai di Indonesia pada tanggal 19 Maret 1997.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Well, I'm happy to see you again.
Mas, saya sangat gembira sekali bertemu dengan Anda sekalian.
God bless you.
Tuhan memberkati Anda.
I'm very sorry that I haven't been here for a long time, but...
Saya minta maaf kalau kita dalam master sudah agak lama kita datang ke Indonesia.
But sometimes the bad karma is not very easy to take care.
Kadang-kadang karma tidak begitu mudah untuk bisa kita jalani.
The collective karma.
Khususnya adalah karma kumpulan.
Not exactly your own karma, it's everybody. Anyhow, today we had the opportunity to see each other. It's good, huh? Better than nothing.
Kita hari ini bisa punya kesempatan saling bertemu muka dengan Master. Bagaimana rasanya?
Okay, except for the shock from the temple, from this big bodhisattva, anything else? Anything expand? Our community expanded, huh? Yeah? Little, huh? And how is the vegetarian restaurant you visit? You eat? Yeah? Good business?
Apakah itu bisnis yang baik?
No, actually, we don't open the shop to focus our attention on money, right? It's to spread the peaceful way of life and also the lovely way of meditation and worship.
Di sini untuk vegetarian tempat atau restoran dibukakan bukan dengan tujuan mencari uang, tetapi memberikan dan melebarkan kedamaian kepada orang.
Somebody tell me that this kind of clothes are only for the nobles. Is that right? Yeah. Anybody will look noble because the way you walk in this robe, you walk small steps like this, and you look like the royal, huh? Well, it's the same if we practice the inner concentration, then all of us will look also noble. Because our inner thinking, huh? Our inner vibration change. That's why we change. And everyone notices that. Just sometimes we just change outside outfit, like your clothes or different kind of clothes, and our appearance change. How much more if we change from inside? Every process of thinking and all the idea and all the way of focus, attention, everything change, then of course we will look different. We will change. It's not the vegetarian diet that makes you more compassionate. It's not the method only that makes you noble. It's the way you devote yourself. It's the direction that you focus your new thinking and new way of life that makes you noble and became a new person. Because if we just learn the method, if we just eat vegetarian, and we do not change our way of thinking, then that doesn't help much. We have to know why we are vegetarian, why we practice the meditation. Then our whole body, our whole being, our whole brain cells and the cells of the body will understand the purpose. And then we change completely from inside out. The conception must be correct. And then the meditation will bear fruit. And the way of life will become exemplary of goodness, nobility, and beauty. That's why we have not focus our attention on something, some ephemeral things, just like a magical power or some kind of psychic power, because these things these things are some kind of ability that we can change the situation, we can change the outer appearance of things and environment, but these are only temporary, and later, sometimes the outcome will become worse than before.
Kita tidak bertujuan untuk melatih seperti ada orang sementara orang yang mana melatih badan kita ini sehingga mempunyai keahlian atau magic yang sangat baik kelihatannya dari luar, tapi itu bukanlah tujuan dan itu hanya secara temporal saja dan tidak akan selama-lamanya.
Because what is the use for us if we have magical power, we have psychic power, we can change a person, for example, a sick person into a healthy person, an ugly person into a beautiful person, but inside him still rotten, inside him still sick, inside him still ugly, black with all kind of negative thinking of a noble idea of the harmful kind of wish to other people and himself. And what is the use to us if we know like tomorrow what happened to us, and we try to avoid it. But just for one thing, and inside we have no change. And next time the bad karma will also come, and we cannot continue our life to avoid bad things. Because it will happen if we do not change from inside. Because if we change inside, everything else changes.
Kuncinya adalah bila mana yang ada di dalam ini berubah, maka semuanya akan berubah. Jadi fokus adalah kepada yang ada di dalam.
Sometimes, even if we are able to manage, we change our bad luck into good luck all our lives. Suppose we have psychic power, we can always see the future, like tomorrow something happens. We try to avoid it by doing this and that. Maybe tomorrow we have a car accident, okay, then we stay home, we don't drive a car. Or tomorrow somebody will kill us in that corner, and then we don't go that way, we go the other way. Suppose we can manage to avoid accidents and bad luck all our life. How about next life?
Seandainya kita bisa menghindari sesuatu yang jelek besok akan terjadi, apakah itu ditembak orang atau akan mendapat kecelakaan mobil, maka kita menghindari itu. Tetapi bagaimana dengan kehidupan yang berikutnya? Kita tidak seharusnya berdisiplin untuk mengarah kepada itu.
Because next life, we might not be human being again. And we might not be allowed to even use psychic power, or we might not be in a favorable circumstance in which we can exercise our knowledge of psychic power. We might be in hell already. Who's going to help you to avoid the fire of this punishment? Thus, the Master, since ancient times, always emphasized that we walk in beauty, we walk in virtues, and we walk in truthfulness. That is the only safeguard for us. Because whatever we do affects us right away. Even if we do not understand, even if we try to deny it, even if we try to avoid it, it will come eventually. Unless you forsake everything, renounce the whole world, go into the Himalaya, sit in a cave, all alone, and nothing, probably nothing happened to you. Okay, nothing happened to you in this life, but next time you will come.
Mungkin dalam kehidupan ini tidak ada yang terjadi pada diri Anda, tapi mungkin pada kehidupan berikutnya.
Because whatever has not been washed away is will be always there. Suppose you dirty your shirt, there's a fleck on it, and then you try to not look at it, pretend that it doesn't happen, pretend that the shirt and the fleck, the spot, you know, black spot doesn't exist, and you just put the shirt away. You think that will disappear alone? So the same with karma.
Sama pula dengan karma.
Even if we try to avoid the outcome of our last life, bad or good deeds, and we run away into somewhere in a cave and sit there alone, next time we have to come back and pay. Same with magical or psychic power. It can alter the situation. It can postpone the phenomena of bad luck just for a while. But it's still there and will come back later, maybe even stronger.
Sama pula dengan kekuatan magic yang kelihatannya sementara bisa menghilangkan ini atau itu, tapi akhirnya nanti dia akan kembali dan lebih dahsyat lagi.
But many of the people in this world, they love magical power. That's why they follow this and that, and those kind of practice, in order to gain some psychic ability, and they think that is good. All right, so the main point of our practice is not to gain more power or to gain more money or more of possession or whatever, but to gain more awareness of ourselves. Where are we at that moment? Have we been progressed? Have we been more deeply going inward in order to recognize our real self or not, and how deep we have gone. Because the real one is the one who never changed. Doesn't matter what kind of circumstances, doesn't matter what kind of clothes we wear, or doesn't matter what kind of pressure we have, the real one is always focused. And if we rely on that real one, then we are more stable in life. We are more placid. We do not feel too much wavered when the tidal waves of life are pushing us here and there, back and forth. And sometimes, the deeper we go inside, the more stable our life. And the more we realize, we really are this. We are not that one, this one, and we are not the habit that we think we are. We are not the accumulated knowledge that we think represent us. Because we are not all this. Anyhow, I think you all know this, or not? By now?
Pardon?
I think you all know what I have been talking about, by now or not?
Saya kira Anda sekalian sudah mengerti apa yang saya bicarakan.
Is that why you still continue to meditate, right? It does benefit your life.
Apakah benar itu menguntungkan hidup Anda?
You have improved.
Apakah Anda sudah bertambah baik?
You have returned to the person that you like to be.
Apakah Anda sudah kembali kepada seseorang yang Anda inginkan?
Or at least you like yourself better. Is that not so?
Apakah tidak begitu?
Yes.
Saya sangat gembira mendengarkan.
Because I want you to follow me. If nothing benefit your life and your family or friends.
Kalau tidak menguntungkan kepada keluarga Anda atau teman Anda, Anda tidak perlu mengikuti saya.
Actually, you should not follow me, just follow the teaching.
Dan sebenarnya tidak, harusnya tidak mengikuti saya, tapi mengikuti ajaran.
Because the teaching is not my teaching.
Karena ajaran itu bukan milik saya.
Teaching doesn't come from me. The teaching comes from heaven, from the truth, from the real inside. And because the master inside you accept the teaching as true, as such, because the master inside you also know, therefore you follow. Therefore, you continue to put it into practice, and because also in that way it benefit your life, and you know it is the truth. It must benefit you somehow, huh? Otherwise, you didn't see me for years, you're still here, huh?
Tentunya sudah banyak memberikan
keuntungan. 4 years, 90 days.
4 years, 90 days. 4 tahun, 19 hari.
Some of you have seen me sometimes during retreat now and again, but some of you have never seen me during these 4 years and 19 days. And I'm glad that you still continue to follow the truth and follow your own conviction, your own belief, and that you have found happiness, you know, and improvement in your life. That's a real truth seeker. That's a real so-called discipleship. Discipleship doesn't mean you follow a master physically anywhere. Discipleship is mean you follow your own intuition, your own master inside, which you feel this is right, this is correct, this is true, and I shall always continue to hold on to this truth so that I don't stray to other false and harmful directions. I'm very happy that you follow yourself. Follow the master is not all that beneficial. I mean, physically.
Secara fisik mengikuti master tidaklah sangat menguntungkan juga.
Because you will then just look at the personality, huh? You don't look at the real teaching and the real insight of the master.
Karena Anda tidak melihat kepada apa sebenarnya ajaran itu, hanya melihat personalitas dan orangnya saja.
Because you focus on the physical master too much. Everything the master do, you will think, oh, what's that? Oh, what's this? Is it good? Is it not good? Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then you feel trouble in your heart. And then you forget that the real teaching is what you have to follow. Not the master habit, not the master way of handling situations and people. Because we all have our pride, our ego, and our like and dislike and habit. And we use that to measure up with the masters. And then we'll be, you know, in conflict sometimes. We have to be above all this dual kind of comparison in order to follow a master physically. It is very difficult. Since ancient times, mostly master have only one or two disciples follow him or her. For example, the Buddha has only one. Huh? Krishna looked like he has 70,000 wives, but he has only one who follows him all the time. The other wives just come now and again, like you. For example, Buddha has Ananda, huh? Only one. And Jesus has about 12, but one of them betray him, and the other deny him, and the other doubt him, etc. It's not easy that we follow and stick to the master physical all the time. And even Krishna, he has one, the devoted, beloved consort and devotee and disciple and the foremost of all. She still sometimes give him trouble because of her mind. Doubt the master and want the master attention for her alone, and jealousy or pride and arrogance because she's most beloved, etc. You read all the stories and you know what I mean. So, and she's very, very advanced soul already, almost equal to the master. It's nice to see each other now and again, huh? But do not think that you really have to see me in order to progress. Some people are destined to be with the master, some people are destined to stay home where they are, take care of their other Buddhas, like their sons and Buddha, daughter Buddha, husband Buddha, wife Buddha, grandmother Buddha, etc. Huh? I emphasize again that I am not the master. The master is the invisible power within all of us, and which is belong to the universal power. And we all have the right to claim it. To claim the whole of it, or part of it, depends on how much we want. Depends on how sincere we are in order to reclaim this glory for us. If you are sincerely really want the whole, then you get the whole, and then you become so-called master. If you just say, okay, enough, 1% enough for me, 10% enough for me, then that's all you get. But we cannot sit there and say, oh, I'm really sincere, I'm really 100%. You know, this is not the way we think like that. The sincerity doesn't come from the mind, doesn't come from the way we talk, or doesn't come from the way we think. It has to be there or not there. We don't even know if we're sincere or not, I tell you honestly. It has to be like the sun, the flower, the sea. The sun doesn't sit there and say, I'm the sun, I'm definitely the sun. Perhaps we are destined to be something. Perhaps we have chosen to be something the way we are right now. So it's okay, it doesn't matter what you are, stay where you are, and just continue to recognize your real powerful self inside, as much as you are capable to. And forgive yourself if you cannot sometimes. Because I also tell you the truth that meditation doesn't bring you nearer to God. Not more than you're eating or breathing or walking or sleep. Meditation is just a way to keep you awake and aware in case God really appear at that time or not appear. Huh? That's why I tell you to sit there and relax. Huh? Don't try too hard.
Don't push out the grass.
God comes anyhow or doesn't come anyhow. Because God's already there. What for does He come? What for does He not come or go? It's just that in a moment of deep concentration and inner awareness, we realize, aha, you are there.
Hanya karena konsentrasi yang sangat mendalam sehingga Anda menyadari bahwa, oh Tuhan, kamu ada di situ.
Doesn't mean you meditate and then you come nearer to God or God comes to you. No. God comes to everybody. Meditate or not meditate, the flower and the trees, everything.
Bukan berarti Anda bermeditasi Tuhan akan datang kepada Anda. Tuhan berada di mana-mana, di bunga ini, di mana-mana. Walaupun Anda tidak bermeditasi, Tuhan pun ada di situ.
Okay, meditation is for you to sit there and wait in case
Jadi meditasi itu sifatnya buat Anda menunggu. Kalau-kalau seandainya Tuhan menghampiri atau ada dan Anda menyadari, itulah Tuhan.
The shop's open.
Toko itu
buka. And the customer come when he wants to come. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But you have to open your shop.
Yeah.
Sometimes he comes, sometimes doesn't come. Like our brother, he opened his shop and expanded, but then he cannot guarantee that the customer will come. Sometimes come a lot, sometimes don't come, sometimes come one, sometimes come two, sometimes come late, sometimes come early. Sometimes open all day, nothing. Anyhow, if we are aware, in case, you know, many of us do not realize God is there and we long to see what God looks like, whether there really is God or not, then we have to sit and wait. Otherwise, if we're too busy, like eating, drinking, talking, then in case God is right near and up here, but we don't pay attention, and then we don't know. So that's why we meditate. Doesn't mean that we meditate, then God will love us more and come. It's not true. God loves everyone, meditate or not meditate, meat eating, vegetarian diet, anything God loves. God has no discrimination between good and bad, the ugly and the criminals and the virtuous. God doesn't care what you eat.
Tuhan tidak peduli Anda makan apa.
God doesn't care what you do, really.
Juga tidak peduli dengan apa yang Anda lakukan.
It's just that those things help us to be more stable. The vegetarian diet is less cloudy to our consciousness. The alcohol-less diet, the cigarette and drug-less diet is less cloudy to our consciousness. We already cloudy enough.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. US businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion US in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion US globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Metal toxicity. Brain damage. Amnesia and dementia. Brain shrinkage.
organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion U.S. dollars in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure. Cancer, mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more. For help quitting, please visit for more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
It will be clear on the cloud by a very healthy, clean, and pure living. Then it is easier to keep, see when God comes. It's not because God cares. God doesn't care what you eat, what you do, what you think. No. So in case that you think we can blackmail God by eating vegetarian, keeping the five precepts, quit the cigarette, don't have drugs or any other kind of poisonous pleasure, etc., then God will be very moved and touched and blackmailed and then come here. It's not true, huh? So just vegetarian diet or this healthy way of life, not only good for us physically, but mentally, is also good. Because these are just like curtain. If you want to see your loved one behind the curtain, you have to render the curtain aside or take away in order to see better. Not because you take the curtain away or you don't have the curtain, or you have the curtain and your loved one will love you better. It's not like that. So there's nothing to be proud of, that we are good, we are virtuous, we are vegetarian, and etc., etc., nothing, nothing. It's only good for us, good for no one else. And no big deal. You know already the story of the cows and the rabbits, and they're all vegetarian.
And the happy to have a vegetarian.
They keep better precepts than we do. They don't watch pornography, they don't smoke cigarettes, they don't drink alcohol, they don't have adultery, you know, things like that. That's purely holy. Everything we do is good for us only. It's not that we are better than anyone else.
Apa yang kita lakukan itu adalah demi kebaikan kita, bukan kita lebih baik dari mereka.
For example, if you are sick and you go to the doctor, and doctor gives you some short operation or medicine, and you have to endure all this patiently, and then you think you're good? No, you're not good. Huh? It's not no good, no bad. This medicine, these things, the treatment are only good for you. What good are you? Similarly, vegetarian diet, precept, all that are good for us, and the medicine for us, for the sickness of the mind. And if we take them, it's good for us. So we don't be too proud or brag around like we are virtuous and all that things.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Master,
yeah.
How does one know that one has advanced spiritually?
Advanced spiritually?
Yeah, how does one know that?
If you don't know, it's better for your ego also.
Bagaimana seorang tahu bahwa seorang itu sudah meningkat dengan spiritualnya?
Does that person becomes more sensitive?
Uh-huh. Apakah orang itu menjadi sensitive? Lebih peka?
Uh-huh.
Lebih peka?
You mean that is a sign of advance,
yes,
spiritually?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the aspects. That's not all. Actually, I was just kidding with you. One became more advanced in spiritually when one compare oneself with before. Huh? Also, many people will tell you that you have become different. You have become better. You're more loving, more kind, more sensitive, more wise about many things. And more calm in the face of upheavals and hardship. Huh? You might still cry, you might still laugh, but inside you accept everything and you try your best to deal with it. Not like before, just crying and sit there doing nothing. Or laugh, you know, and then sit there doing nothing. For example, before we practiced spiritually and before we were advanced, if people scold us a little, you know, if you are hurt and, you know, we throw a tantrum and all that, and now, we might still feel hurt, but we don't pay attention so much. We just let it be, huh? We do not feel as hurt as before, and as deeply humiliated like before. We might feel that, oh, that situation humiliates me. That kind of action tried to humiliate me. But we still don't feel that humiliated. We might speak out, we might think that way, but we do not feel so strongly affected. That was the sign of advanced spiritual.
Thank you, Master.
Master,
yes.
You just explained that the use of meditation is to keep us away from whether God comes closer to us or not.
Mm-hmm.
But what will happen if God comes closer to us? Will we die?
What comes to you and then you die? You're afraid you cannot die.
Ada pertanyaan bahwa Master tadi mengatakan bahwa bila kita melakukan meditasi, kita bisa mencakupi kesadaran. Di dalam keadaan kesadaran itu, waktu kita sadar, kalau Tuhan datang kepada kita, apakah kita akan mati?
You die, you come back to life.
Mati tapi kita akan hidup kembali lagi.
Samadhi is another form of dying.
Samadhi adalah
when we're deep inside in samadhi, we also are dead. Dead to this physical world, dead to the emotional world, dead to the mental world, dead to the karmic Brahma world, dead to everything. We enter the higher level of consciousness, and we're not aware of the existence of the physical universe. Huh? That is a form of dying too. Are you afraid to die? No, huh?
Vidaka?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Kami menghargai kehadiran baik Anda pada acara kami. Kami nanti Anda bergabung kembali dengan kami esok hari untuk bagian kedua. Dari berkah sejati adalah hubungan batin dengan seorang guru sejati. Dan sekarang, silakan tetap saksikan Supreme Master Television untuk perjalanan melalui alam-alam estetis yang akan hadir setelah berita patut disimak. Kami mendoakan Anda dan orang-orang yang Anda cintai banyak berkat dari surga.
We cherish your gentle presence on our show. We look forward to you joining us again tomorrow for part 2 of The Real Blessing is the Inner Connection with a Real Master. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms. Coming up next after Noteworthy News, we wish you and your loved ones many blessings from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.